In the Bell System parts of North Carolina, AIS was almost never used. This usually took the form of having Crossbar 5 offices and ESS offices go to a repeating recording unless the particular number was changed and needed to give a specific referral. But number one step is arranged so that it's very difficult to have more than one kind of intercept serving the same office. For that reason, the number one steps in North Carolina did tend to use AIS for all their non-working numbers.
You have reached 833-2199 is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 833-2199 is not in service.
Operator 196, the number 833-2199 is not a working number in the 919 area.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So far, the only Raleigh calls we've made are to the number one step in the downtown building. But, of course, the whole of Raleigh is available through that number one step. You dial a 7 or an 8, depending upon how the phone number begins. That puts you in Raleigh via N2 or N3 carrier. And by the way, the N3 carrier is working pretty well today, so it sounds great. And then as you dial the rest of the phone number, the number one step will cut you through to wherever you need to go, perhaps across bar 5, like this one, in the downtown building, giving us one of those recordings that they were using to take the traffic off of AIS.
Recording an error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a
Much better. Here's another one that goes out the same way, that very nice N3 carrier. It goes to a pager system, which homes on one of the crossbar 5s in the downtown building. After I dial the last digit, you'll hear the line link pulsing arrangement being picked up, I think. Hold on a sec. Not quite. See, when the line link pulsing arrangement is picked up, there's a very distinctive bloop to clop type sound it makes, and thanks to this N-carrier relay at the distant end that cuts the sound out after each digit, you only hear the tail end of that noise. So instead of bloop to clup, it just kind of goes clup. And after that noise, truncated as it is, there's a long pause where it's dialing out the last 3 or 4 digits, and then it soups and rings. As I said earlier, I am a big fan of N-carrier because it can sound so crisp and clear without any digital fuzz. The tones are very pure, and in spite of the added noise, it's a really nice part of the network. In part 2 of Fuque Wave Arena, we're going to hear the good. the bad, and the ugly.
I'm sorry.
Of N2 and N3 carrier.
Are you going to talk with this noise on the line?
Good question. I'll also make a call through the good old Raleigh cordboard operator, who uses the RQS.
Rate, step 1, 2.
215 when the line answers.
And we'll get to hear the difference between two coin phones, one that is close to the central office, and the other that's so far away it's on some sort of a range extender. That's next. Here are some more recordings
that was Evan
of the
Dobell.
Atlanta Trinity
Next is Evan Dobell with
Step
3.
I'm concentrating on things that weren't covered in the Raleigh Step tape, and I'll be dialing a little faster this time. This stuff was recorded in January of 1979. Of course, the Raleigh Step tape didn't include calls to other number one steps, because there weren't any. Here, we do have a few number one steps left in January 79, and so we get to hear the extremely organic and metallic sound of getting a reorder from other number one steps. First, I'm going to call the Drake step in the Eastlake Central office. I'm dialing a vacant level. I'm dialing 372. There is no Drake 2. Ironically, this trunk to Drake, being properly balanced, hums more at this point than the trunks we got last time. And that's just because the selector on the other end is using unbalanced power, so it ought to hum at this point. Now the same thing from the Melrose step. Such a metallic organic sound on this trunk. You really have to string wires between offices and have repeaters on them that oscillate and unbalanced power to make the hums come in to create something like this. It just doesn't happen if you build a network up with software. There was a great microphonic selector noise pickup there. Let me play it again louder with the trunk noise suppressed. Wow, talk about metallic. Anyway, the Bell system was very fond of a type of private branch exchange called a 701. It was a step system that was used for businesses and government agencies. And often it would be equipped for direct inward dialing, that is, where the last four digits of the phone number go directly to the extension. When one of these is homed on a number one step, you can dial right into the PBX from the outside world, and the Drake step just happens to have one, which serves the DeKalb County government. So I'm going to dial 3-7, that gets into the Drake step, and then 1 goes into the DeKalb PBX, and instead of getting that city-type ring, you'll hear a PBX ring. Having dialed 3-7, we're on the Drake incoming selector, and you do hear the signature reorder. But when we dial 1, that puts us through to the PBX, and the reorder goes away. That is one of two types of ring almost exclusively found in 701 PBXs. The two ring types have a very similar sounding busy signal, which often is talkable and has all sorts of interesting crosstalk on it. Let's call into the DeKalb County PBX one more time and get a busy, and you'll hear all sorts of crosstalk, including my saying hello and touch toning, and people dialing over it. Another way to get into a PBX from the outside is through a number 5 crossbar office using the line link pulsing arrangement. We had one of those on the Raleigh tape going into a pager system. Now here's one going into a 701 PBX. The same type of PBX as DeKalb County, but the access is different because it's going through a crossbar 5 office. I'll be dialing a 572 number. I've dialed a 5, which used to go to the downtown step because all the 5s are downtown. Unfortunately, there isn't any downtown step anymore. So 5 now goes to one of two ESS offices right next door in Peachtree Place. The ESS, in addition to handling codes 881 and 885, also acts as the tandem for the 5s as dialed from the 87 step. These trunks, as you can hear, are pretty much near dead silent. Just a little subtle distant dial pulsing. When I get to the last digit, the ESS will call the crossbar 5, MF into it, and then cut through. Then the crossbar 5 picks up the line link pulsing arrangement and starts dialing into the PBX. That goes bump tla. And here that is. Boy, all that explanation and I just got a busy signal. I'm beginning to think that maybe I'm having bad luck with phone calls. Is it just me or does it seem like most of the phone calls I make don't complete? I don't know. Anyway, here's another call to that PBX. I won't talk while dialing this time. You'll notice after I dial the last digit, again, you hear that bump-tla, which is the ESS cut-through followed by the crossbar 5 picking up the line link pulsing arrangement. Then there's a silence while the 4 digits are dialed out, and then finally, ta-tick, it goes into the PBX.
number you have dialed is not in service, please call 572-2000 for further assistance. Thank you. This is a recording. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please call 572-2000 for...
Here's a call from the Trinity Step to a number one ESS that's not in the same building, but is connected by a nice wire cable trunk. It's a nice pristine analog connection in spite of the fact that the office at the other end has a processor running. This call is to the supervision test, and notice the pristine ringtone, something you don't hear nowadays. Since I'm calling from a step, my hook switch can still affect the trunk going out, so if I flash, it'll tell the ESS to recycle the supervision test. It'll pick up again and then flash a few times. I had to pause there out of respect for the crosstalk. Now I'll flash. And I could do that over and over if I wanted to, but not today. When dialing from a step into a number 1 or 1A ESS, you can't wait forever. You only have about 20 seconds and then it eventually times out. Here's a tape of my doing that. I dialed 3, and from the noise you can tell I'm on a Trinity selector. Now I'll dial a 2, and... it's another wire trunk to another ESS. Now that sounds like some sort of interesting inter-office signaling protocol where it uses a tone to communicate from one side to another. But it's actually just an adjacent trunk that oscillates during the dial pulsing thanks to the repeaters. The ESS actually gave me 21.5 seconds after my last digit before the reorder came on. But the timeout time for ESSs varies depending upon the situation. As we'll see in this next example, a call to a Dimension PBX via an ESS. This is a switchboard that I actually worked at. When I dial the last digit, the ESS will dial 4 digits into the Dimension PBX and then cut us through with a boom noise. You'll hear the trunk noise get really loud because it's a very resonant trunk in a group of resonant trunks, all of which are singing in the background. Before I finish dialing, take a listen to the background noise on this trunk. It's going to increase when we cut through. There's a whole group of oscillating trunks from the central office to the company, and after she hangs up, I'll turn up the volume so you can hear it.
Good afternoon, Lanier.
That was the ESS cutting us off of the PPX after 41 seconds of on-hook. With the Dimension PBX, the Bell system introduced a new tone to the network. It was used within the PBX for invalid dialing sequences. On very rare occasions, you could get it from the outside, as in the following call, which goes through an ESS again. So far, between the Raleigh tape and this series, we have not heard the sound of a step-by-step office going to good old-fashioned centralized intercept. Part of the problem is that in Raleigh and in Atlanta we have AIS, so using the magic of editing, and please don't try this at home, here's what a call to a disconnected number would have sounded like in the Trinity step in September 1970. What the? The number was ringing, my call was going through fine, and then she had to come on and start jabbering away. I don't know what's going on there. Actually, that was a disadvantage of centralized intercept. It had to ring until the big centralized recording got around to the beginning, and that gave customers the impression that their call was going through, but then a recording interrupted. However, this tape was actually recorded in 1979, and by that time there wasn't any centralized intercept. Instead, it had been replaced by AIS, the automatic intercept system, which tells you the number you're calling and gives you the report. It also makes a big improvement over centralized intercept in that that long ring problem doesn't happen, because the AIS can start a new announcement up any time, actually in the time it takes to say,
"The number you have reached."
Here's the way a disconnected number was handled in the Trinity step in 1979 for real. You'll notice, however, that something is missing from the announcement.
You have reached is not in service.
In area code
404, please check the number and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service.
In area code
404.
Notice how it didn't say the number I'm calling. The reason is it doesn't know, and that's because the Trinity step is just a little bit backwards compared to other number one steps in Atlanta. I'll explain why after the next call. In the meantime, here comes the op.
A station operator, may I help you, please? Station operator, may I help you?
I'll turn up the volume here. You can hear a bunch of step noises and a power supply buzz from AIS. Then I'll call a changed number in the Trinity step, and we'll see how that's handled.
Station Operator. The number you're calling.
872-9370.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, 872-9370, has been changed to a non-published number. 872-9370 has been changed to a non-published number.
Hey, don't blame me. It's not my fault. This was actually the number of a payphone that got changed, because they were changing all the payphones in this neighborhood from Trinity Step to the ESS next door, so it had an 88 or an 89 number instead. But you notice the operator had to ask me what number I was calling before the AIS could then give me the report on it.
Special operator, what number you dial?
So what's with this operator intervention anyway? Well, it's because Trinity Step does not have automatic number identification equipment. Now, most of the number one steps in Atlanta, and all of the panels and crossbar ones in New York, had a system called ANIB. Its job was to pick up the number you were calling from when you were making direct distance dialed calls and send it forward to whatever tandem office was acting as the CAMA center. CAMA is Centralized Automatic Message Accounting. Well, in STEP, that automatic number identification equipment is also used to tell AIS what number you're calling. But if it ain't got it, well, it ain't got it. So not only did Intercept require operator intervention,